Hello and welcome to Paul O'Mahony broadcasting from his car stuck in a traffic jam in Cork. I'm heading for the golf course. And before I get to the golf course, I just want to tell you the last thing I said to my client. I just finished a piece of work, handed it over in a mad, frenetic moment before leaving the client's business site. And the client, who was going to carry on working for the rest of the day and was dealing with all sorts of issues which I wasn't privy to, was receiving the piece of work from me, which I had promised, and he was getting the piece of work 1 hour early, ahead of time. And he was pleased about that, but he said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the golf course. And he said, come on now, you need to do more work in general. And I said, I will be no good for any client if I don't get to the golf course. And that little phrase resonated in my head for a while. I thought, what have I actually done? I've said to somebody who's staying on at work that I'm not continuing work and that I'm giving up for the rest of the day. And I've said directly to my client that I won't be any good for him unless I actually get onto the golf course. And this set my mind racing. One, I knew it was true because it was about me. I was being honest. I genuinely felt that I need to go out on the golf course and get exercise and relax, because I've been through a particularly intensive period in the last, 48, 54 hours. And so I desperately needed to get a rest, a break, some balance into my life, because I know from experience, personal experience, that I have screwed up in the past, thankfully quite a long time ago, when I worked much, much too hard, and the rest of my life suffered badly. You know, my family life even suffered. You know, I was a kind of at one stage in my life, a bit of a workaholic. I mean, I'm still entirely capable of becoming a workaholic because I love work so much. But anyway, I had just said to this client, I'm off, you know, and by implication, carry on at your work if you want. I'm needed on the golf course. But the whole point is that I will be better for him and for other clients if I get what I'm looking for. If I get what I want from golf. So golf has got a reputation for being, you know, a bit of a doss and a skive and a time off. But as far as I'm concerned, it really is investment in my creativity, my ability to help people innovate, and above all, my ability to build reputation. Because I don't want anyone's reputation to be built by somebody who is incapable of finding balance in their own life, or at least engaging seriously with the struggle of finding balance. I don't really think that the best way to lead organizations is to work all the hours that are in the calendar and to call that terrific 24/7, 365-day work. No, I think there's a time to invest in thinking, invest in adrenaline, invest in not running yourself down, actually invest in building yourself up. So I had the tremendous example of my father behind me. He owned a business, a book selling business in Limerick. And every day, at least this is the impression I have, every week he played golf on Thursday afternoon. And as a child, I said to myself, look, if I ever own a business, I'm going to be able to play golf on Thursday afternoon like my father. So owning my own business, you know, became attractive to me because it was associated with the ability to have some good things in life as well as the hard slog. Obviously, you're not much good to anyone if you're a complete dosser, shyster who just, to put it in a Cork or an Irish way, who fecks off to the golf course, leaving everybody else to work hard behind you. But you really do need to invest in yourself, is what I'm saying to myself. So this afternoon I'll be taking up the game of golf again. I don't care if it rains, sun, although it is sunny at the moment, but there's no guarantee that it's going to be raining all afternoon. There you are. 5 minutes of thought about the importance of balance in your life, which I believe you can translate whatever I was talking to into your own life. And instead of golf, you can substitute fishing or Tai Chi or meditation or yoga or you know, running, triathlon, cycling. Anyway, you can translate any other counterbalancing activity to the commercial, the industrial, the entrepreneurial stuff. You know, any entrepreneur that works all the time. I suppose I'm now rambling into remembering the history of Facebook and particular, and the history, particularly Facebook, I suppose. We're all about to be offered a film about the history of Facebook. And I'll bet you there was a lot of hard partying behind the development of Facebook. Okay, all the best. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye for now.